comfort is the word paraclete. If you remember when Christ said that the Spirit would, he would send another comforter, it's the same word. Same word. Called alongside to help. All right? Which is done, can be done by way of exhortation, entreaty, instruction. This is the way that the Lord's people are comforted in hearing the faith once delivered unto saints. Their faith is comforted. Their faith is strengthened. They're given much assurance. So that's why he sent Timothy back there to establish them and to comfort them concerning their faith, and also to let them know. Because this is two-way, isn't it? If the Lord has taught you of Christ through a man, not only will that man be concerned about your well-being, but you'll be concerned about his. And that's what we see here, to let them know of his well-being. It's a two-way street, since he had to leave with such precipitation. So they were sitting on their end thinking, what happened to Paul? It's not like today where you can just send an email. You know, when I came all the way back from Malawi, as soon as I got home, I sat down at my computer and fired off an email to let them know I was home safely. By the time I got up the next morning, I had a response. This is our modern day. But for Paul, months had gone by, and they didn't know. They were wondering. That's the leaven. This flesh would cause to enter in, to try to add to, or in essence, take from. You add to the work of Christ, you're taking from the work of Christ. That's why Paul said in Galatians 2:21, if righteousness come by law, any rule or obligation or any matter that you think that you need to accomplish, Christ is dead in vain. You make the death of Christ a non effect. That's exactly what these were doing. They were among some of the most moral people on this earth. They strove to dot their I's and cross their T's. Even down to the tie that says they counted the leaves on the parsley. Those of you that still think that tithing is important, and the question always comes up for those that are still pursuing that, what do you tithe on, the gross or the net? Well, just the fact that you're asking the question means you don't really want to have a tithe on the gross. But just that kind of thinking is to diminish God's holiness in some way. That's the way most people left to themselves and their works are going to think, just trying to get by. Just trying to get by. There's no salvation, just trying to get by. That's why Christ had to come and work this out in his life. And his death. Mephibosheth even sat at the king's table. It wasn't because he had anything to offer to David. He was lame from a fall. So he did not come endeavoring to impress David with his presence. Just the opposite. When it says here that he came down to meet the king and had neither dressed his feet nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace. What was that all about? Well, this was a time of mourning for him. The fact that the king was gone. And this was how his mourning was manifest. That he would not wash. That he would not trim the nails of his feet. So it indicates some time had gone by. How long does it take for toenails to grow out? Just don't trim them. There wasn't anything that he could think of to even beautify himself during the king's absence. Such was the attachment that he had for him. And you stop and think about this. This was during a time initially when Absalom would have been in power. And after a while, that mourning would have set Mephibosheth apart in Jerusalem while Absalom is there, to where people would ask, well, why aren't you bathing? Why aren't you taking care of yourself? And the answer is, I'm in mourning over King David. You can see even there it would have stood as a testimony of his attachment to David and his love for David.